Whether you're a kid or kid at heart, Halloween is all about dressing up. Candy as well, but really it's about dressing up. This weekend, there will be plenty of clowns, witches, and ghosts, and pretty much every other costume you can imagine. You could buy or you could borrow an outfit, but if you have the time and the inclination, you can create a DIY masterpiece. For years, Lindsay Zierwogel has been fashioning her own Halloween costumes. Metro Morning's Morgan Passy met up with the Toronto mom to find out how it's done.
This is where the magic happens, though I have to make sure the kids are sound asleep before I start sewing because it kind of gets really loud. It never crossed my mind that I shouldn't make a Halloween costume when we were growing up. Like, it was never an option that we would buy a Halloween costume. I had asthma as a kid, and one of my first memories is my mom making a wig for a witch's costume in the hospital. I don't even remember the parade or the candy. I just remember my mom sitting beside my bed making a wig, which now that I think about it, like, why would she make a wig? You can buy wigs, but she was making this white wig out of yarn. And so I've kind of always just made them. When I was in grade 4, it was this ginormous, like, really heavy cardboard costume with a head cutout so I could be Times Woman of the Year, which nobody in grade 4 understood. I'm not very good at sewing at all. I don't follow patterns. I generally eyeball it and wing it, which is awesome for Halloween because it only has to last for a few hours. Like, you don't have to construct something that's, you know, durable and gonna last forever. So my son Jack is 2.5. So when I started asking him what he wanted to be for Halloween, you know, I was expecting dinosaurs. He's super into dinosaurs these days, or something vehicle related. And he, without hesitating, said Miss Clavel, who is the person who runs the orphanage in the book Madeline. He loves the book Madeline. He can recite it start to finish. And he has not wavered once in his conviction to be Miss Clavel. And Miss Clavel, strangely, she wears a nun's habit, but she's not a nun. Good, some scissors, let's cut some of this. Oh, that's the actual costume. Don't cut that, Lindsay. So this is the headpiece that I attached to a baseball hat, which I thought was very genius. Although he's grown so much that when I started making it, it fit him, and now it barely fits him. And then I made the actual nun's habit out of some more blue fabric. But of course, I don't really measure. So I made it for him when he was napping and then had realized it was inches and inches too small. So then I had to just, like, slice it down the back and add a huge panel. I've got ribbon for Madeline because she needs to wear ribbon on her hat. And this, so my 6-month-old, almost 7-month-old, is going to be Madeline. I'm going as the Eiffel Tower, and my husband is going as the tiger in the zoo. And Madeline says poo-poo, which is, you know, the best line of all for any toddler in the Madeline book. So my son Jack loves sewing, so I told him that we were going to make the costume together. So he's just been loving it. He likes to do the reverse on the sewing machine. And he likes to touch the ball part of the pins because that's not sharp part. So he helps me sort of pull them out. I hope we can always make homemade costumes. We don't always have to do family costumes. I get that there's a limited window on that. There's something about it that's just, you can be so creative and to come up with the most bizarre idea and then put it into practice. I just love that idea and that you get to transform yourself into whatever you decide to be. What better way to do it than to have, like, a whole day dedicated to that?
Trick or treat, it's almost Halloween. Everybody
dressed up like a fire. It's almost Halloween. Panic at the Disco. If you, inspired by Toronto mom Lindsay Zierwogel, want to create your own Halloween costume, or maybe you're in the midst of doing that right now, tell us what you're making. Tell us the stories of things that you spent days, weeks, months, if you had the time to make. What were your favorite Halloween costumes? What are your favorite Halloween costumes? What have you been making? Maybe you have a big weekend planned and you are working something up for the parties on Saturday. Let us know. The number of the VoxBox, 416-205-5807. Stories and photos also welcome through Twitter, @MetroMorning.